Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today, with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We invite you to go to our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, playlists, and featured albums. Speaking of albums, up next on the queue is Harry Bartlett Trio. From the album Wildwood, we are going to listen to Jelly Bean, followed by Jonathan Mills. From the album No Mentions, No Worries, we are going to listen to Sneak Attack.
Thank you. You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tordif. The album is called Brûler la Mabla. We'll check into Journée Pédagogique. Then Ben Wendell. The album's called All One. And we'll check into Wanderers, featuring Terrence Blanchard. Let's check it out.
Thank you. Dolphins are boldly colorful icons of northern islands and sea cliffs, where they nest in dense colonies during the summer. In the spring, puffins grow thin, blazingly colorful layers over the base of their huge beaks. Some species' beaks turn vivid yellow, others a bright red or orange, and they make all kinds of noise. In winter, however, puffins lead very different lives. For one thing, winter puffins are not nearly as fancy. Once their chicks fledge in late summer, adult puffins shed the ornaments that wowed their mates in spring. Their beaks turn a dull orange, and their bright white summer faces turn a sooty color. Tufted puffins, named for their long blonde head tufts, go tuftless in winter. Horned puffins lose the fleshy horns above their eyes. And puffins in winter go silent as well. The birds depart their nesting cliffs by September and head for the open ocean. Three species winter in the North Pacific and one in the North Atlantic. Puffins remain largely solitary for the 7 months of the year they spend at sea. But as winter gives way to spring, the clowns of the cliffs return, once again outfitted in their finest colors. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.